It is clear that this electoral bill is being fast-tracked so that probably the by-elections that are coming are rigged, as well as maybe trying to make sure that Gideon Gono gets into parliament. This they will do by a special clause that says that people don't have to follow the political party list in choosing the next senator or the next woman representative, those people elected through proportional representation. But what is most fundamentally important is that this bill is unconstitutional. It seeks to retain the postal vote. It seeks to legalize the use of voter registration slips instead of the actual voter's roll. There is no obligation on the part of the state to provide the voter's roll to people before the elections take place. So this is highly, highly objectionable, and it is unfair, and we are going to contest it.
How are you going to contest?
We are going to use both legal and extra-legal means. But whatever we are going to use is going to depend on the circumstances that exist. But definitely, definitely, we will embark on mass action to make sure that this bill does not pass. We will also take legal measures to make sure that this bill does not pass. This is a bill that offends the Constitution that was voted for by 3 million Zimbabweans.
What does the Constitution say? May you explain?
The Constitution says that in an election process, there must be transparency. There must be access to the voter's roll by everybody contesting the elections. There must be provision of electoral material or electoral information to everyone who is contesting the election. And those people who vote must vote in areas which are designated for voting in an open, transparent, and secretive manner by secret ballot. But if you retain the postal vote system, that means people vote in barracks in front of their commanders, and the element of secrecy is then lost.